I'm really excited to introduce Jonathan Link. He's with The Laundry Link, and he has tripled his growth in Wash and Fold in just 1 year, and he quadrupled his growth in Wash and Fold in 2 years, and his growth is now 5.5 times what it was just 3 years ago. And so I'm excited to hear your stories about how you've grown your business, what different challenges you have, how you got into the laundry business. So I'd like to introduce Jonathan Link and welcome to the podcast. What brought you into the laundry business?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Matt. This is glad to be here. The big thing was I was in the corporate world and was looking to make change, as a lot of people are, and was looking for a kind of a passive income type situation where I didn't have to go out and look for you and things like that. And I was lucky enough that my dad had a buddy in my hometown who owned one, who did just a smidgen of wash and fold, just enough to keep some attendance on staff. And I said, okay, yeah, this is the business for me. And even with the high capital cost, as everybody's aware who's probably watching, it's been great. So I'm lucky to be where I am.
With the higher capital cost getting into the business, machines cost more, rent has gone up. And so a lot of people are saying, you know, I'm going to buy this laundromat and I'm going to be doing wash and fold right from the get-go. Wash and fold, it is labor intensive. So you've got those challenges, but I'm just curious as far as, did you start doing wash and fold from the get-go, or when did you add that?
I knew initially we were going to do wash and fold, just so that I feel an attended laundromat is key to the business, providing that level of customer service. So I always knew we were going to do wash and fold. So that was from day one. We started doing pickup and delivery, kind of a soft launch, about 6 months later, where I was driving around in a Honda Insight and using a whiteboard to manage my pickup and deliveries. People were having to call in to get the service and talk to me. We wanted to kind of do it in stages. So we did the wash and fold immediately, but then we waited about 6 months so we could kind of get our feet wet doing wash and fold. Because like you said, the other part of this is, and one of the reasons I got into the laundry business is because of thought it was going to be less labor intensive. While I knew wash and fold was labor intensive, you know, I didn't realize how much we were going to need. So we had some wash and fold right off the bat. And I had a staff member, I think I had two within 6 months, to help do that level of wash and fold for drop off. But then about 6 months later, we kind of softly launched just using indoor signage, really, that said, hey, we're offering pickup and delivery now. Between that and just word of mouth, we had a few calls. And like I said, I was managing it on a whiteboard and driving around in my little Honda Insight, picking up laundry at people's houses.
That's great. Yeah, because a lot of people, they wait until they get the van and they wrap it and they get the shelves. And, you know, before you know it, they're in for a lot of money and you grew organically.
I'm big on cash flow. So for me, it was always a step through process. And yes, I've heard of the same similar stories where people get, I've got to have a van, I've got to have it wrapped. And you really don't have to dive in that heavily. I don't think we even had a full size van until at least 6 months after we started doing wash and fold.
We started with our Isuzu Troopers.
Yes.
The same boat, personal vehicle.
Yeah.
And everything worked out quite well. And another part too, you kind of mentioned the self-serve versus passive income. And even then it's not really passive because things happen.
The industry
and,
even.
And you don't have somebody there to take care of it.
Right. So I can't stand all these ads that are passive income. It's not. Even on a coin only, I'm not buying its passive income. It's a good selling point, but no, it is. Otherwise, we'd all be doing it, right?
Exactly. And my feeling is if you're in it, you should be in it. You know, meaning, okay, we definitely want to have an attended laundromat because better reviews, better customer service, your reputation will be better. Yep. You know, it's a race towards the top instead of a race towards the bottom.
Yep.
And then as soon as you have the wash and fold, you might as well keep them busy. So it kind of one thing leads to another. And that's kind of takes us to your tremendous growth, where you tripled in 1 year, quadrupled, then 5.5 times growth in 3 years. And it's not just the pickup and delivery, it's the wash and fold. It's everything. Actually, both your wash and fold and pickup and delivery are growing at a similar multiplier. And I was just wondering, like, how you've been able to deal with that type of growth? And was that what you're expecting?
To start off with, I was not expecting that level of growth. To your comment earlier, the labor intensive part of it has been probably the biggest struggle, which is a good problem to have. We have just exploded with the amount of laundry that needs to get done. This is the part where curbside really gets to shine, because we're probably a perfect scenario for a test case, I guess, for curbside, because literally the only thing that has driven all this growth is organic word of mouth and the search engine optimization that we've done that you all have done through the website. My goal this year is actually to wrap our van, but we still have a van that's not wrapped. We don't do any type of advertising, nothing, no advertising whatsoever. It is literally all through, my opinion is it's all through the website. Today, I had two brand new pickup, first time customers for my pickup and delivery just today. And it's awesome.
That's amazing. A lot of software companies, they just think software is everything. And the software is very important. I mean, we're nonstop development, pedal to the metal, but it's the whole package and it's constantly changing. And we're always learning stuff at our Laundromat Supersuds and taking those lessons and even the SEO, it's constantly changing, but we've got that firsthand A/B test casing. And then we're providing the same knowledge that we've gained through. And so that way you don't have to spend your time dilly-dallying with testing. I mean, we even added features to Supersuds, such as a delivery fee, not because we wanted to, but simply so we could test out that feature on behalf of our customers, figure out the best way of implementing it, figure out best price points. There's a lot of moving parts. I've heard direct from one of our sales team say, somebody who is talking to him says, well, software is software. And it's the furthest thing from it. You've got to be in the business.
It is. Yeah. You need to be in the business. And, you know, I guess the other thing I would add to it that's a little outside of that software is that's helped us be successful is the quality. I would say, I'm pretty rigid when it comes to the quality that we're doing. So to keep that, and what you were talking about earlier, we work hard for those 5-star reviews, and that's our biggest driver. And people walk in on a daily basis. Hey, you know, the only reason I came here was because your reviews were so good.
That's really fascinating, because the entire reason we got into the software business was it didn't exist at the time. We were having customers had to find their own clothes in the back room because we couldn't find it. And so then in our software, we made sure everything is carefully tracked. We know every single order, exactly what shelf it's on. And it goes much further beyond that, the entire customer journey. And we came to the conclusion, if we're going to continue growing at this pace, we're going to be losing customers as fast as we're getting them. Our online reputation is going to take a beating. Your online reputation is central to your business, to attracting new customers. I can't tell you the last time I went to a restaurant and didn't check the reviews ahead of time.
Right. Yes. My wife's big on that as well. We get it on a daily basis. Somebody comes in and says, I drove past this other laundromat to get here to do the wash and fold. We don't hear as much from the pickup and delivery customers because they're remote in my mind, which is what they should be. It makes it with your own software. It makes it that easy. That's probably been the biggest change too from when we originally started doing pickup and delivery is you need that click-through service to be able to do it. If there's any effort at all, you're going to lose a pickup and delivery customer.
It's got to be easy. And we noticed also a 32% increase as soon as we made things easy where they could schedule online. If you look at pickup and delivery, it's actually been out for a long time, but it's more recent. I'd say the last 10 years that it's really becoming more popularized. I looked at some old Valpaks and it's from the dry cleaner. It says call for pickup and delivery. And I don't think the average person is going to ever call.
The type of clientele that we're going after for this service is I want to just click on it and be done with it. And it makes it easy for them. I wish they would all do everything online, but that's not always the case.
Right. You know, and it's kind of like having an employee is always taking orders, you know, so they're online, they're making it easy. And that's something really important to pay attention to is what does that online salesperson look like? You know, is it easy for the customer to place an order, easy to create an account? And we just made things actually even easier for clients to create an online account. So they're able to just answer their name, phone number, set their password, and boom, they're in. We made it a lot less friction for new customers. And we're always paying attention to the customer journey. How do you make it easier for the end user?
Yep, that's key.
Stay tuned for the next episode with Jonathan Link, where we talk about online reputation, customer acquisition versus retention, and much, much more. And if you'd like to learn more about the Curbside Laundry's wash and fold and pickup and delivery solution, which made this all possible, check out curbsidelaundries.com.